This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to Sunday Supplement. This is me talking to you. In your ears. Yes.
Are you sure?
That's Izzy talking to you in your ears too.
I'm not talking to you in your ears. I'm talking to you through your third eye.
Now, that is a bit rude. You meant like the mental third eye. You didn't mean the phallic one, did you?
No.
Anyway. How are you?
I'm all right. You sound a bit cloldy and fluey and disgusting.
I've got a sore throat and my epiglottis is really big. And you know what they say about the size of a man's epiglottis?
The more he'll complain.
Yeah. So, what thing did you buy this week?
Everything you say, it sounds like you're trying to lay an egg out your mouth.
Well, it's my epiglottis is so big, it's brushing against the back of my tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So it's quite hard to talk.
Oh. Well, you know, here's an idea. Don't. I bought the Sunday Telegraph, of course, because it's a proper Sunday newspaper, and it's got the four-page puzzle pull-out, which is amazing, and half-price meals today at Prezzo, which I didn't do, so...
Where's Prezzo?
It's like a really, 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 really horrible room in John Prescott's house.
I bought the News of the World.
Why? Why is your obsession with buying tabloids, Simon? I mean, really, you just want to stare at breasts.
Well, I've decided I'm going to be more of a man this week. So,
Your epiglottis is certainly more of a man this week. It's all engorged.
More of a man than me. But yeah, I want to stare at big, juicy boobs. Also, pointless celebrities are people too.
Are they?
In the same way that Soylent Green is people.
Simon.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, it is, because they're like all mashed up and consumed by people, and they're not really given any worth. That's what I meant. I wasn't suggesting we should eat celebrities.
Who would be the tastiest celebrity? If you had to eat a celebrity, which celebrity would you eat?
Jonathan Meads.
Oh, that would be a good celebrity to eat.
Because he's eaten a lot of really good food.
He has eaten a lot of very good food. But the trouble is now, Jonathan Meads has lost a lot of weight. So you'd want to get him when he was nice and plump in the mid-90s.
No, I'd like him lean, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because imagine the marbling you'd get on the meat. Nice steaks don't have much marbling in. But I really like marbling in steaks. It's really nice. It's where the fat goes throughout the thing.
Oh, I see.
So you bought the News of the World because you want to eat Jonathan Meads.
Yeah, pretty much.
I really recommend Jonathan Meads to any of our listeners, by the way. His box set is coming out and I have ordered it. It comes out in September.
And if you can't wait to see any of his stuff, you can find it on YouTube and it's really worth watching.
Yeah. If you like your documentaries really, really stuffy, but really, really silly at the same time. Seriously, there's one, it's about the future and he starts it like the beginning of the Terminator film
when he was fat as well, so he's naked and fat. So basically it's the Telegraph versus the News of the World this week, and a swollen epiglottis.
Oh yeah, the epiglottis of time. I don't know, that sounds like Harry Potter and the Epiglottis of Time.
Right, I've got myself a nice hot sweet cup of tea now. That might be helpful. I don't know what that's got to do with the cut out and keep section, but it has.
Time of death. I think Simon might not last the entire episode this week. He's even more nasally wrong than he is normally.
That's true. Anyway, I've decided I'm going to be more of a man this week. And obviously that means I've got to moan more about being ill. Apparently, that's the way it works. Because men and women are slightly different. But yeah, so I'm going to be a man and grr and lift weights and put tattoos on my bottom and things.
The only true difference between men and women is that...
Genitals?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to give you some catnip and put you in a cupboard for a while. Maybe you're pregnant, Simon. Maybe you've got to have a load of little Simons.
Ugh. No, that would be horrible. I mean, I'm little enough as it is. Littler versions of me would be horrible.
They'd easily get lost.
That is true. Anyway, in my quest to be a man this week, I've found the columnist in the back of the Fabulous magazine in the News of the World, and he's the Toxic Bachelor, and he's like a man, grr, and he's like
and he's
all
toxic.
Manly. He's all grr and manly, and apparently he's counting his sperm this week.
That must be fun. So, like, one.
It's horrible because it's clearly written by a woman who's pretending to be this sort of man and just sort of falling into every single stereotype there is. And he's, a whole column how he's getting a bit too old now, and which means his biological clock is ticking away, and about his sperm count dropping. And then it gets to the end of the column and he's decided he doesn't care, he's just going to put Grand Theft Auto on the computer. And it's clearly written by a woman.
Is it? Yeah,
clearly.
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 It's only women who care about their sperm count.
No.
That's the best that the News of the World has.
Yeah, literally this week. I picked up completely the wrong paper.
Why the hell did you... You must be ill. I mean, I've got the puzzle extra with so many puzzles on. I will read you the list of puzzles on the one page, okay? Set square, piece word, skeleton, code word, battleships, dominoes, sudoku, futoshiki, hashi, and tatami.
I want to play battleships.
It's amazing.
B4.
Miss...
Boo.
Anyway, I'm going to cut out and keep an article which, you know, it's just made me just go, what? Does Lorraine Kelly have a dark side?
Yes, of course she does. That was brilliant. Is she evil? Is she properly evil? I think she's properly evil.
For those of you who don't know who Lorraine Kelly is, she's a sort of very gentle Scottish lady in the morning. Oh, hello, I'm Lorraine Kelly, and that's great. She presents GMTV from a sofa. Like, she's nearly 50, but she looks about 10, and she has the best natural cleavage voted for by things. And
for our American listeners, think Regis Philbin from Regis and Kathy Lee. Or whatever it's called these days.
Yeah, think about that and then concentrate on what I'm saying. No, it's a nice little interview, but genuinely, she doesn't have a dark side at all. She's a really lovely lady. And the most meaty bit they could get was the quote that headlines the whole thing, saying, does she have a dark side? She says, well, I don't wake up in the morning going la 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 la.
Well, that'd be weird if you did, wouldn't it?
Yeah. She always treats guests with great courtesy, but occasionally she wants to slap them.
Good. I think in 10 years' time they're going to find bodies under her patio.
I don't think so.
I do. I think she killed Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes isn't dead. Eamon Holmes still presents this morning with his wife. Is it Fiona Bruce's wife? No, not Fiona Bruce.
He doesn't.
What's her name?
Eamon Holmes is dead.
No, he's not. He's
Lorraine Kelly ate him.
No, Eamon Holmes is lovely. He has a lovely voice, but my stepmom Fatima doesn't like him very much. And I can't work out why. She just goes, oh, God!
It's probably because it's just so early in the morning. I say that. Anything at that time in the morning. Oh, God.
11 o'clock's not that early for most people, Simon.
What? GMTV's not on at 11 o'clock.
Eamon
it's
Holmes
on
is on
between
this
7
morning,
and
which
9
starts
o'clock.
At 10:30.
No, that's Philip Schofield.
Yeah, if I was in New York having my cup of morning coffee, I'd be a brilliant New Yorkie. I'd be really productive because my natural waking times would be about 7 a.m. in New York.
Yeah, I found that when I actually went to New York, my day shifted to be a normal day because I'm usually 5 hours behind everyone else. It's brilliant.
You're usually about 10 years behind everybody else, given your shoes.
You bought me those. You can't demean my shoes having bought them for me.
You're wearing ladies' shoes.
Ladies' shoes.
Because you're so little, you can't get man shoes.
I'm a man this week, and that means I have to win because you're a lady.
You're a man. You're a man in your ladies' shoes.
No,
if you're a real man, you'd be chivalrous and let me win.
No, real men...
Anyway, Simon. Oh, what's that I'm smelling? Is that a whiff? Oh, can I smell Simon? Oh, it smells like effluent.
What?
You smell.
Oh, because you lost last week.
Still smell.
For some reason, Izzy wants to talk about business this week. Have you never learnt that whenever we talk about business, we both actually just die a little inside?
Money.
Is that it? Is that what you wanted to talk about? Just to sing the word money at me?
I found another time bomb, because you know we have the population time bomb and we have the pensions time bomb. We've got the next credit crisis time bomb, and they've actually got a picture of a bomb with Barclaycard written on it.
Oh, God. So does that mean if we get, like, a really cool super agent, that they'll all get defused with 1 second to go and they'll never go off?
No. The ticking time bomb. Britons are still taking on almost £1 billion of unsecured loans every month, according to the Bank of England. £1 billion is quite a lot of money. And it's basically talking about how everybody's just using their credit card more to get them through the financial crisis.
Really?
And it's probably not a good thing, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's how That's how people are surviving. Well, you gotta, you know. If that's the only way you can get money, it's the only way you can get money.
It almost seems as if people don't think these things through. Like, people say to me, I've just bought a house. No, you haven't. You've just taken out a massive debt of which you've used your house to secure. And if you stop paying that debt back after you've paid a quarter of it, you don't own a quarter of your house. They'll just take it off you and sell it for the difference of the loan. I don't care how much it's worth.
No, but the thing is, I think the first quarter in 16 years, there's been no growth.
Yeah.
No growth at all. So, you know.
I like no growth.
Why do you like that?
A lack of growth is something that, you know.
You relate to.
Cheers my cockles, yeah.
You don't need your cockles any more cheery. They're already engorged and in your neck. But you see, I kind of not having any money really or any property, you know, I get by, I'm happy, but...
Well, mine actually, weirdly, kind of will help you a little bit if you've got one of these ticking time bomb things. It's by the money saving expert, Martin Lewis.
Nice.
And he's talking about how to get back all of the naughty little penalty charges that they levy on you that they really shouldn't because it's a little bit illegal.
Oh, I hate that sort of thing where you have to spend 45 minutes on a telephone call to get back 45p.
Well, ugh. No, you can claim
back...
Key
number is 45.
You can claim back credit card penalty charges, which are usually in the hundreds of pounds. You can get your loan insurance back, which
is... I don't use my credit card. I don't get things on it.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our listeners who have a ticking time bomb in
their pocket. But they're all American. They can just say, hey, well, I need another Jeep, so I just sold my cheeseburger and I bought another house. What? Everything in America is cheap.
You can get loan insurance back, that's thousands of pounds. Get mortgage exit fees, that's £150. And council tax payments back for £2,000 plus a reduced bill. So he can save you quite a lot of money. He's quite an expert at saving you money. He's actually got a website called moneysavingexpert.com.
Wow.
So there we go. Business is boring.
I think I won that one.
I think you did, but only because I didn't have a sip of my tea.
Oh, is that what held you back? Your swollen glands.
Yeah, what's wrong with having swollen glands? Glands?
It's quite awful to have a swollen gland, so you would scare all the ladies on their ferry.
If my eyes swelled up to, like, the size of my head, I'd have one big eye that could see in all different directions. So, article or farcical then? This is a good game. I always win it.
Yeah, you are really are sick, you know that, Simon.
I'm ill, not sick.
So I'm going to read out four articles. They are all from the Sunday Telegraph, except one, which I made up. And it's up to you, Simon, and the listeners at home to decide which one I have made up, which are genuine articles and which is the farcical. So, first one, how to dissect a frog.
Nice.
It has a little list of all the things you need. You'd need a vacuum suction needle, some blue or black dye, surgical dissection kit, scalpel, retractors, hand gloves, face mask, and some scissors.
But not a frog.
It doesn't even tell you where to get a frog from. It's really weird. Right, another article is Bear Witness, which is every autumn loads of polar bears visit this Canadian town and we've gone to see them. But it's Bear Witness.
I thought you were going to say it was going to be about a naked witness.
No.
Oh, it's disappointing. I'm being a man, you see. Grr.
Time to go, go. When will George Michael retire?
What? That's horrible.
Okay. And Francis Bacon, ladies' man.
Francis Bacon, ladies' man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it literally says underneath that, four words you'll never thought you'd see together.
True.
And then another thing underneath it says, another streak to Bacon.
Oh, God.
Genius. Genius, I say. Genius! And Dyson dishes the dirt. The vacuum dreamer.
Well, that's five.
I know.
You said four at the start.
You've got a 20% chance of getting it right, so you've actually got to use your deductive reasoning, Simon, to work out which is the article, which are the fusk.
Right. It's a tough one this week. I normally get it straight away and pretend that I've got it wrong. I always know which one you've done.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, normally.
So basically, you let down yourself and everybody else.
Yeah. Dissect a frog. You gave me far too much detail. That has to be true. Unless you wrote the whole article just to flummox me. I don't even know why there would be an article in how to dissect a frog. Have you got like an education supplement or something?
I'm not going to give too much information on this one.
Yeah, okay. Bear witness. You a bit... I'm erring on the side that that might be...
Well, the small Canadian town, if you want to know, it is called Churchill. Oh, yes.
Time to go, go about George Michael. See, I think that's horrible. What? They think it's time he retired because what?
No. He's saying he's going to retire. And they're saying we don't think he is.
Right, I see. Francis Bacon, I don't really understand the point of that. Ladies' man?
Well, he was a gay painter.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I don't understand the point of the article.
Well, it's basically they're highlighting all the portraits he did of women and a lot of naked ones of women, you see, so...
No, I thought he was like a ladies' man, as in he, you know, he was a ladies' man. He was a person that had a lot of contretemps with the feminine.
He did indeed. His first venture into heterosexuality involved a prostitute who insisted on eating chips during the failed encounter. And did I make that up just now? Am I a genius, Simon? Or did I just read that?
Either way, I'm going to be sick. And Dyson Dishes of Dirt, I don't understand. Bear Witness is the farcical.
So we went from Dyson Dishes the Dirt. This is all about this guy called Ogla Craig. It's a genuine article. Time to Go-Go is an article. Francis Bacon, ladies' man, was an article. So we got between Bear Witness and How to Dissect a Frog. And Simon, you lost again.
Oh, shut up.
Bear Witness is in the cover of the travel section and How to Dissect a Frog, I made up.
Where did you get all that information from?
It's not exactly difficult to say you might need some scissors to cut open a frog.
But you, like, black dye and stuff.
You wouldn't use green dye, would you?
True. Right, so I lost, is what you're saying.
You lost.
But I'm ill.
I don't care if you're ill. You know, Mother Teresa wouldn't pity you, and I'm not going to.
Right, this is horoscopes then. Is that you being scared by horror?
Yeah, I don't get scared by horror. I watch a lot of horror films, but I need to have the horror films where the set wobbles in the background. That is why Hammer is good. Else I will get genuinely scared. I get scared by Doctor Who a lot.
Yeah, Doctor Who can be genuinely scary, though. Especially his teeth.
Are you my mummy?
My leg grew back. That was funny. Although, a repeat of a joke he did on Coupling.
Simon, you're a Cancer, as we all know. Which means your birthday is from the 22nd of June to the 22nd of July. So, like you and a 12th of the world whose birthdays are in that date, in the middle of the week, your ruler, the fast-moving moon, touches down on your sign. So you're getting touched by the moon. This is one of those times when you feel you can do anything. Make sure it's wrapped up by Thursday when you turn into a pumpkin.
What? Is that really what it says?
On Thursday, Simon, you're turning into a pumpkin. I'm sorry. We could actually do a proper experiment now. If you're a Cancer and you want to write into us and tell us if you have turned into a pumpkin, actually it wouldn't work, would it? Because there's no way a pumpkin could write into the show.
You have to write to us before you turn into a pumpkin, saying, I think I might turn into a pumpkin. I can feel it. I can feel the Cinderella moment coming.
Are you feeling slightly more seedy than usual?
Well, maybe it explains why I'm getting more swollen.
It probably does, and why you're all orange.
See, it's talking about the moon touching me, which is just wrong in so many ways.
Simon had an entire show about how the moon was making him feel useless and old and horrible in Camden, and it was very, very, very funny. However, it is also slightly true.
You need to stay strong with a healthy eating plan, according to Mystic Meg.
It's true. It's really annoying, because having done a run of shows, you lose a lot of weight doing that, and now I've just been eating fudge and I'm all fat again.
It was great though, wasn't it? We could do like our show and then eat just a load of junk. We found a really good American diner.
Oh, it's amazing. Really thick American pancakes, bacon and eggs. Oh, maple syrup. Seriously, there's something really good about having maple syrup for breakfast.
So if you want to go and have a nice American diner experience, it's called The Diner and it's just off Camden High Street. Up by the Oxford Arms.
It's really good. A friend of ours, he ordered a Californian burger and then proceeded to take all the ingredients out, so it was just a cheeseburger, which would have cost him about £1 less.
That is true. And then he turned into a pumpkin.
Yeah, he did. It's weird because normally he's a carriage to take princesses places, and he just turned into a pumpkin after that burger. So I don't think he is a Cancer, though. I think he's an Aquarius. And apparently, on Friday, Venus, his love planet, is going to knock up sharply against Pluto. Anyway, Pluto's not a planet. It's a Plutoid. They haven't changed their horoscopes to, you know, deal with that.
Doesn't my cup of tea exert more gravity on me than Mars?
No.
My cup of tea is a black hole, by the way.
Is your cup of tea? Yeah. Well, then, yeah, it is.
PG Event Horizon.
Mailbag, because you are male, and you have a little bag or a coin purse of some sort.
That's That's dirty. You've been dirty this week.
I've been dirty. It's just that otherwise you're going to fall asleep in your own haze of your fever. So I think we better carry on.
You're the one that keeps bringing up my illness as though I'm somehow debilitated by it.
To be honest, Simon, I know you're thinking you're recording this normally, but actually all you've done so far is dribble into the microphone. And whether, you know, our listeners can distinguish that from your usual speak is debatable. However, I just want people to feel sorry for you, basically, because you are a pathetic shadow of your former self.
Have you got any letters?
We got some hate mail.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, you got some hate mail, Simon.
Well, I always get hate mail. I don't know if that was Sunday supplement specific. Tell you what we got a lot of this week and the last couple of weeks in our hotmail is notices that we've won competitions. And yeah. I added it all up. We've won about £8.5 million.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, dear Simon and Izzy, why are you always so cynical? Why can you not find the positive things in the papers that you read? That's from Darren in Chichester.
Oh, Darren.
Now, the trouble with being really positive and twee is that it renders everything worthless. By saying that everything is brilliant, it renders everything worthless.
As in, you can only judge good things by the misery that surrounds them.
Yeah.
Hence why I come across as an absolute genius on this podcast.
Yeah. I haven't got the wherewithal to bout this off today.
I know, it's rather fun.
No, it's not. It's like a cat taunting a mouse that's half dead.
Yeah. I'll break your legs soon.
Do your dear Izzy's. I'm going to sit back and laugh.
Okay. I am 45 years old. Would it be better to end it now or to continue to degrade? From James in London. Well, James, if I were you, I'd be a man and therefore I'd consider 45 years old. It depends what you look like, because if you're pretty, don't end it. If you're not pretty.
Izzy, what? You can't say if you're pretty, you're all right. If you're not, kill yourself. You're getting into eugenics now.
It's not eugenics. It's just fussiness, really.
It's not. It's about you thinking the world revolves around you. And therefore, their life and death depends on whether you find their eyes sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking. What am I thinking?
Well, you're thinking that Izzy is the ultimate judge. I'll be a very fickle god.
You'll also be a rubbish god because you wouldn't believe in yourself.
Yes.
But maybe that's why God is rubbish anyway. Maybe he doesn't believe in himself and that's why he's shut up.
What, do you think he's got a crisis of confidence?
Yeah, he's actually got a god complex.
But no, James, don't kill yourself because it's scary. Now, fuck off. 45 isn't old, I wouldn't say. It's not old.
31's old.
31 is old. 31, your throat starts to swell up and then you expire very quickly. Most hamsters do, anyway.
I'd love to see a 31-year-old hamster.
That'd be amazing. Can you imagine? It'd be a bit like Yoda in a little robe. Because, you know, hamsters, they're only like 3 when they die normally. So, logically, if they lived a bit longer, maybe they'd grasp the language a bit better. Because, you know, most toddlers can't speak very well.
But they'd often be just talking with their mouth full.
That is true. In their cheeks.
Anyway, I think we should give out our Hotmail address and move on.
Well, you would. But that's only because you'll feel a bit awkward that James is considering suicide.
Not really. SundayPodcast@hotmail.com. Do keep writing to us. Not keep writing. Don't constantly write to us. That would be the weirdest
James
thing in the world.
Don't constantly write to us if he likes. I like James. Food glorious food.
That cat being strangled there is our introduction to food.
Hot sausage.
This isn't just food, it's Izzy talking. I got delish dishes with Jamie Oliver.
Cold jelly and custard.
Crispy duck with plum sauce is his recipe this week.
Crispy duck with plum sauce.
That's not how Jamie Oliver talks. Anyway, I'm reminded about a Jonathan Meade documentary I saw. Sorry if we're going on about Jonathan Meade this week, but he's brilliant.
What were you watching, Sam?
His notion that the Brits tend to treat food as self-abuse in the sense that we like to look at food but we don't really like eating food, and he thinks it's the Protestant ethic coming into it, like punishing ourselves, and that's why people eat curry in order for them just to get sweaty and in pain. And he's got a point, I think.
Well, no, we don't treat it with as much. We see it as a fuel rather than as a... Exactly. Especially the government these days. Calorie counting. Oh!
Yeah, exactly. We should just be going to pumps and having it put into us with a little meter ticking down.
Imagine going to a pump and just being pumped full of Ready Breck. Oh, yeah. I would actually really like... I quite want some Ready Breck now.
Anyway, do you have anything in your food supplement?
I've got the knowledge how to throw a barbecue. And you got to get it behind your head and really lob it. Right. Forget cremated remains of meat accompanied by a limp salad. Here, chef John John shares the secret of a sizzling barbecue, Aussie style.
It's a shrimp, isn't it?
Well, no, it's just got a big sausage, actually. The picture is of a barbecue, right, with a sausage on it and a woman's feet, because it's right down by her feet. It's really odd. It has things like shell out, spread it out, take your time, mix up a marinade, fire it up, choose your cuts, on the side, herbal remedies. It's talking mainly about coriander.
Oh, I love coriander.
Coriander's good. I recommend putting a bit of coriander in like an omelette. It's nice.
Basil and tomato with a bit of sea salt on it's really nice as well.
Oh, no, salad. No, basil. Tomato.
Mozzarella.
Yeah. I once went to a Christian thing at university because they served those sandwiches for £1, and £1's quite cheap for a sandwich, you know, and it was literally just beef tomato with a huge slab of mozzarella on it and two big bits of bread. And yeah, you did have to sit with Christians.
So your credulity can be bought with a sandwich?
Shit, yeah. Christian credulity is not even bought with a sandwich, it's bought with like a promise of something which cannot physically exist.
So who wins the food section? Jonathan Meads.
Jonathan Meads wins because he is lovely.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. Who will be the paper you should have bought last weekend or whatever? I don't know. Anything. Anyway. I think I win this week because you haven't really chucked up anything good from your paper.
Well, better than what you've chucked up, sick boy.
True.
Chucking up all over the place.
You swore then, naughty.
No, I said chucking.
Oh, sorry. So, News of the World versus The Telegraph.
I'd so buy The Telegraph. You know you want to buy The Telegraph.
I wouldn't buy either, if I'm honest.
Well, you did. You bought one.
I didn't. I nicked it.
How did you nick it?
Service station.
You nicked it from a service station?
Yeah.
I bought mine in a service station as well. What? I bought mine in one of those ones which is over the motorway. So you're actually over the motorway. And it's really freaky watching the cars coming towards you really fast and not getting killed.
I don't like the sound of that at all. Where was that?
That was somewhere along the M1.
Well, that narrows it down then.
Well, I know. It's quite long, the M1, but I did travel a long bit of it, so...
Right. So I think this kind of demonstrates quite concisely that we haven't really talked about our papers this week.
No, I've got quite a good few things in my papers, but I can't be honest. I've got, like, the 50 best places to retire in Britain. You know, that's why. I just don't want to read something that's for old people.
So our podcast, which is about Sunday paper supplements, this week has been about...
Not about the metal ones or the plastic ones, the paper ones.
Ones. What's it been about this week?
Mainly your epiglottis.
Yeah. So the paper you should have bought last Sunday is my epiglottis.
Yeah. And it's really horrible and dangly. I was going to make him vom soon.
Yeah. So we haven't really come to any sort of conclusion this week. Sorry.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Stop swearing.
Chuck it.
Thank you.
I'm not fucking swearing, you a**hole.
Anyway, join us next week. We may have something really special for you next week.
Well, not really special. Slightly special.
Yeah, different. So do write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Come visit our website at www.sundaysupplement.com.
Tell your friends and write a review. We've had a few reviews on iTunes, but it is very nice to have reviews, even if they are half-hearted. No, yeah. Don't write them if they're half-hearted. Write them if you really like it. I think that'd be nice.
Unless you're that suicidal man.
Well, that's James.
James. Don't write a review. Add other things that I can't remember because I need to go to sleep now.
Yeah. So let's all put Simon, tuck him up in his little shoebox and put him under the stairs for the winter. Hammer him in. And hopefully you don't put a nail through his shell. Toodle-pip.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.